Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masachas Idiyos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrat and Rezivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Heid Chamisha Dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave Eidus about five different things. Number one, Sheimanis HaKetanos. They would teach Ketanos, girls who are under Bas Mitzvah, to do Mion. What's this referring to? So we know that a father is Midai Raisa, able to marry his daughter off, even if she's a Ketana, she's under Bas Mitzvah. However, let's say Lo Yalenu, she doesn't have a father, and her mother or brother are afraid that if she's just left free on the streets, that she could run into trouble and get taken advantage of. Therefore, the Chachamim said that her mother and brother are allowed to marry her off. However, that's only a marriage derabanan, and she's actually allowed to walk out of it whenever she wants. That's called Mion, refusing. She can just walk out of this marriage as long as she's still a Ketana. She hasn't reached 12 years old. She could just walk out. Now, what's this referring to from Yehuda and Bava? We have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and Rachel's under Bas Mitzvah, so the marriage is only derabanan. What happens? Shimon dies without children. So now there's a mitzvah of Yibum that Reuven has to marry Shimon's wife Leah. The problem is, as we discussed previously, there's a zika, there's a bond, there's a connection that Reuven has with his sister-in-law Leah, but Reuven's marriage to his own wife Rachel is only midrabanon, but he can't marry Leah because he's married to Leah's sister. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava tells us that he has a messiah from his Rebbeim that we actually teach Reuven's wife Rachel to do Mion, that she should just walk out of the marriage, and now Reuven's able to do Yibum to his sister-in-law Leah. On to the next Eidos that he gave, Vishamasina Su'ishal Pied Echad, that we allow a woman to get remarried based off of just one aid. Usually when we get testimony about something, we have to have two aidim, and for sure when it's a davar sheba erva, when it has to do with arayas, marriage and things like that. However, since we don't want a woman to be an aguna, we don't want her to be able to be unmarried for the rest of her life. For example, her husband goes overseas, disappears, we don't hear from him, and then one aid comes and testifies, I know that your husband passed away. In this situation, we do accept the eidos and we allow her to get remarried. Number three, v'shiniskal tarnagol b'Yerushalayim al shehargas hanefesh, that a chicken was stoned in Yerushalayim because it killed somebody. Even though the pasuk only talks about a shar killing somebody and how we're going to kill the shar for doing that, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's eidos extends to all animals. If any animal kills a person, we kill that animal, even if it's just a chicken. On to eidos number four, v'al yain ben arba'im yoyim shenisnasech agav mizbeach, wine which is 40 days old could be poured as wine libations on mizbeach. We know there's nisach hayayin with many karbonos, we pour wine on mizbeach. What is considered wine? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, even if it's just 40 days old, that's already considered wine and could be poured on the mizbeach. And lastly, v'al tam shel shachar shakar b'arba shayis, that the talmud in the morning was brought at 4 hours into the day. Usually it was brought at dawn, at nates, the first time possible. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave eidos though that at one time it was brought 4 hours into the day, but that's the latest that's allowed to be brought. And now moving on to Mishnah Beis, in this Mishnah and the next, we're going to be getting to very detailed discussion regarding Tumas Mace. Now we know that a mace, a corpse, or a piece of it, the size of a kezias, is metame if one touches it, carries it, or is under the same roof as it. This is called maga, masa, and oyel. As the Mishnah tells us, Heid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechonia ben Eli Nason, Ish Kvar Bavli, these two Tanoim give eidos, al aver min a mace shu tame, that an aver, a limb from a mace, is tame. The chiddush over here is that even if this limb does not have a kezias of flesh on it, for example, like a small finger, it's still tame. Now why is this a chiddush? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar argues with them and he says, loy amru el al aver min a chai. This is only said regarding a limb from a live person. If a limb came off of a live person, even if it doesn't have a kezias of basar on it, it's going to be metame, but not an aver from a mace. So amru loy, they said to Rabbi Elazar, v'alei kavu chomer, it's a wonderful kavu chomer. Umam anachai shu tahar, aver ha-parash menu tame, a person who's alive usually is tahar, but a limb that gets detached from him is tame, so ha-mace shu tame, a mace, which always is tame, because it's a corpse, it's a dead body, and it didn't shia aver ha-parash menu tame, shouldn't we say for sure that a limb that gets detached from a mace is tame, even if it doesn't have a kezias of basar on it? So amru lahem, Rabbi Elazar responded to them, loy amru al aver min achai. They only said this din regarding an aver from a chai, meaning Rabbi Elazar is telling them, even though you have a great kavu chomer, my messiah from my Rebbeim is that only a limb which is detached from a live person will be metame, even if it doesn't have a kezias of basar, but not if it's detached from a dead person. And davar acher, another thing Rabbi Elazar continues telling them, meruba tumas achai mitumas hamesim, actually tuma of live people is greater, meaning it's more chomer in a way than tuma of mesim of corpses. Shachai oisem mishkav moishav mitachtov, a live person who's a zav or a zava will make tuma of mishkav moishav underneath him, latame adam latame begadim, that's metame people and begadim. This is tumas mishkav moishav. We have mentioned this earlier in the mesechta. It's when a zav or zava sits on something or leans their body weight on something, everything underneath them is tame, even though they're not actually touching it. For example, there's a whole stack of 10 mattresses and the zav or zava lies down on the top one, even though he's only touching the top one, the bottom one is so tame, if a person or clothing touches it, they actually become tame. And also, valgab of madaf, on top of the zav or zava, there's a light type of tuma. That's what madaf means, light, namely latame achlo mashkin. Those things are going to be tame, food and drink. For example, a zav or zava has 10 blankets placed on top of them, even though only the first blanket is touching them, all the other blankets are tameh to the extent that if food or drink touches it, it's going to become tameh, and that's very chamor. Mash'ena mace metameh, but a mace is not metameh like that. If a mace is placed on top of 10 mattresses, only the one that the mace is touching is tameh, not the ones underneath. And therefore, we see that actually a live person is more chamor in regards to tumah than a mace, and that's why I hold what I hold, says Rabbi Lezer. But again, Rabbi Shuda and Rabbi Nechunya argue with him because they had a different Messiah from their Rebbeim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel, continue to discuss this at length, and on to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.